This is a book about black operations, government projects that are secret from Congress and secret from the people who make up the United States. To understand how black projects began and how they continue to function today, one must start with the creation of the atomic bomb. The men who ran the Manhattan Project wrote the rules about black operations. The atomic bomb was the mother of all black projects, and it is the parent from which all black operations have sprung. Building the bomb was the single most expensive engineering project in the history of the United States. It began in 1942, and by the time the bomb was tested inside the White Sands Proving Ground in the New Mexico High Desert on July 16, 1945, the bomb's price tag, adjusted for inflation, was $28 billion. The degree of secrecy maintained while building the bomb is almost inconceivable. When the world learned that America had dropped an atomic weapon on Hiroshima, no one was more surprised than the U.S. Congress, none of whose members had had any idea it was being developed. Vice President Harry Truman had been equally stunned to learn about the bomb when he became President of the United States on April 12, 1945. Truman had been chairman of the Senate Special Committee